For some of you, it was in a creek or a river or even in an ocean. For others of you, it happened in a feeding trough or maybe in a bathtub. And then for others, it happened elevated right behind the pulpit with a painting of the Jordan River behind you or perhaps a stained glass window. What are we talking about? Baptism. Baptism is when a new believer is plunged under the water and then brought back up. But why? Why do Christians do this? What does it mean? Who does it benefit? And when should it be done? That's what we're discussing in our Big Bible Words series here on Day by Day. The word baptized is actually a Greek transliteration, which means when they translated the word from Greek, they didn't really translate it. They just made the Greek word, baptizo, an English word. But truly translated, it means to dip or immerse. And it's the practice of the Christian faith that those who announce and profess faith in Christ are to be baptized or dipped into the water. But why? Because all of that sounds a little strange. Baptism symbolizes the believer's union with Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection. Romans chapter 6, verse 4, we were buried with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. So the picture of baptism is that the person being baptized has died in Christ, been buried in Christ, and has been raised to new life in Christ. So who does this benefit? Well, baptism is for the one being baptized and for the church. We say that baptism is a church ordinance or a practice that's been prescribed for the church to perform. The local church has the authority to baptize. Baptism is that church's statement that they believe in the person being baptized in their profession of faith. The one being baptized is making their first official biblical pronouncement of their faith in Christ through that baptism, and the church is officially agreeing with that person. We live in a day and an age that is so hungry for the visual and dramatic in storytelling. And yet the church has one of the most visual, exciting, compelling, dramatic pictures of the gospel that the world could ever see. In fact, the church just doesn't have baptism, but it also has communion. But you have to join us tomorrow for that one. Today, please pray for John Page and his family, our missionaries in Cambodia. And also, remember the Garifuna Lifeword broadcast heard in Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras.